here we are. We're at the final Monday Night Live of the year. It's the final Monday Night Live for all of you sitting here in front of me, and I remember meeting many of you. I remember being very vulnerable with Nick very early on in his time and explaining him that my favorite time in corporate worship is when we're allowed to say hell out loud in church. I remember he texted me that summer. I just sang it at a concert. It was awesome. Hell. I get the privilege, I get the joy of closing out our night tonight, about closing out our glory series. We spent the last half of the semester in the Gospel of John looking at the theater of glory, and we've seen Jesus in his triumphalness, we've seen his glory on the cross. We spent the last few weeks looking at the post-resurrection appearances, and we have seen his glory. And how fitting that Nick came up and spoke about his glory. And so what I'm going to get the chance to do is I'm going to get the chance to tie a knot on this whole year that we spent in the Gospel of John, and we're going to look at our last encounter in the Glory series. So if you do me a favor, I want you to turn to the end of John's Gospel, to chapter 21. You all thought last week that we were done in John, as Josh spoke about Jesus reinstating Peter and making him breakfast on the beach and how cool that would be, but there are still a few more verses left in John's Gospel, and I want to read those to you tonight. So let's start in verse 20. It's on page 1086 in my Bible. So NIV thin liners right there. John writes that Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. And Peter's like, yo, John, quit calling yourself that. This was the one, just in case you had any question about who this was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, Lord, who is going to betray you? Okay, John, we got it. It was you. When Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? And Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. Because of this, the rumor spread among the believers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? And this is a disciple who testified to these things, who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. And then John's Gospel closes with this. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. What a powerful way to end our time together. What a powerful last thought in the Gospel of John. What a powerful last thought for us as the community tonight. I want to talk about two things tonight. I am very conscious of time, just for those of you that are wondering. We will get to close out in worship, for all of you that were wondering that also. But I want to talk about two things tonight, and I also want to talk to two different groups of people. The first thing that I want to talk about is the first part of that. When Jesus reinstates Peter. He has the follow me, follow me, follow me, feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Jesus, Peter said, I love you. Yeah, whatever. They go through that three times. And then immediately what happens, Peter turns around. He's just had this power encounter with the risen Lord who has made him breakfast on the beach. And Peter turns around and he says, hey, what about John? What about that John guy? What are you going to do with him? Like, now we know what you're going to do with me. And, you know, upon your Peter, you will build your church. What about John? And I love Jesus' response so much because I need Jesus' response, that we need Jesus' response, and that Jesus, in his nonchalant way, what does it matter? You must follow me, Peter. What I do with John is of no matter to you, that you must follow me. So the first group of people I want to talk to is you sitting up here in the front, you fourth years. See, the good parallel here is that Peter and John have spent 3 years traveling around with Jesus. They've been through the high points. They've been through the low points. They've been to the Mount of Transfiguration together. They've been here. They've been there. They've been there together. You have spent your 4 years here together. You've been in core groups together. You've been to fall retreats together. You've seen many guest speakers. You've seen us go through countless different rooms and room situations in Monday Night Live. And you've been through it all together. And now, you're going to go out. You're going to be scattered. You've been gathered for a season. You'll be scattered for a lifetime. And I can tell you from experience that the first thing you'll want to do, the first thing, one of the things that will rise up in your heart is this idea of comparison. And I can't encourage you enough to make the commitment right now to follow Jesus no matter what. Some of your friends sitting beside you are going to make twice as much money as you. Some of your friends sitting behind you are going to travel the world. Some of your friends sitting beside you are going to get married right after graduation. I'm sorry, final exercises. They're going to get married. They're going to have kids. They're going to build the family that you wanted to build. And you're going to watch them on the internet because that's what the internet does for you now. You're going to be able to watch all this play out. And the thing that you're going to want to do is compare your life to theirs, the way that Peter was comparing his life to John's. Well, Jesus, what about John? And you're going to say, well, but what about Jimmy? He looks so good up there. What about Kelsey? What about Alex? And here's the real sinister thing. Those of you that are going to the mission field, as you're going to Tunisia, Indonesia, you're going to Jordan, you're going to Spain, and I hope I didn't forget one there. Good. You're gonna be on the internet, you're going to be looking at your friends that are going to be working at EY, they're going to be on Wall Street, and you'll be like, man, I wish I had their job. I wish I worked there 6 to 6 or whatever, 6 to 9. I wish I had their money. I wish I had their community. And the flip side of that is that your friends that are going to be here, that are going to be, you know, on that, you know, whatever grind on Wall Street or in the teacher's lounge, they're going to see the pictures that you post. They're going to see the newsletters that you send out, and they're going to think, oh, I wish I would have done that. That seems so much better right now. And that what Jesus said to Peter is what I would say to you now, what Jesus says to you now, don't worry about all that. See what I have before you and follow me. I was doing a brief look through LinkedIn the other day, because that's always helpful for my ego. This is what I saw as I was just scrolling LinkedIn. I saw an MDiv from Duke. These are all people I know. This is the program I got rejected from, just in case you want to know. MDiv from Duke rejected me. Losers. I saw a PhD in mechanical engineering from Cambridge. I saw a senior consultant at Oracle. I saw a missionary to places that I'm not allowed to say into this microphone. One of them, I'm not real sure what he does, but his pictures of his house and his three kids always look a lot better than my house and my three kids do. I saw a jurist, sorry, my wife's here in the front row. I don't know if that made the notes when you looked over him. I saw a Juris Doctorate from UVA Law. I saw one that he started his own band, and he played with Hill and Wood and something about the Nettles. And then I realized that those were just the people that I co-led core group with. Yeah. Like, this feeling of comparison is real in my own heart. Don't let it be real in your heart. Make the decision now that whatever would happen, that this moment will not be the high moment for you, that you will follow Jesus. No matter what happens to your classmates, no matter what happens to your families, no matter what happens to your friends, that you will follow Jesus. To the rest of you in this room, we've already said that home can be a very hard place to live holy. And I know that for a fact in my own heart, in my own life, that when I came to UVA, that God radically transformed my life at UVA. The friends I had at home were not the friends that I should have had. The friends I had at home were not good for me. And then I knew that home was a very, very hard place to live holy because of the atmosphere I was going into. Some of you, that will be the case. We've already prayed for you tonight. Some of you are going off to the internship of your dreams this summer. Some of you are going to work at camps that are going to do backflips or whatever. You can parkour all the way. And that none of your summers will look the same. But Jesus would say the same thing to you. That you can't compare your summers. You can't compare what your expectations of your summers will be. You can't compare those things. That you must follow him this summer. That this summer you'll make the commitment right now that this will not be a summer where you will slide backwards. This will not be a summer where you just hold on for holding on's sake. But that you would follow him. That you would make that commitment now. That you'd stay in touch with your core group, that you'd stay in touch with your friends, you'd stay in touch with your hallmates, and that you would follow Jesus wholeheartedly this summer. And the second point I want to make is the way that John closes his gospel, because it's one of my favorite passages in the biblical text. In verse 25, he says, Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that will be written. So here's the really good news. That things are going to change, fourth years. That things are going to change for all of you that you've gone to the summer. But the really good news is that more stays the same than changes because Jesus stays the same. And that the whole world will not be able to contain the books that were written about just about Jesus' life as John transcribes it just from 3 years in ministry with Jesus. And here's the really, really, really good news, fourth years, that it's not over. That as John had 3 years with Jesus and said the whole world couldn't contain the books, you have countless years left, 40, 50, 60 years left with Jesus, and he wants to write a story. That there will be countless things written about the things that God would do in your life as you go from glory to glory to glory. And so what I would say to you right now, what we would say to you as a community, as we love you, as we thank you for what you have done, is that don't let it end here. Continue to write those books. Continue to let that be the story and go from glory to glory to glory. Because you must follow him. The rest of us in this room, as we've heard countless people say, that it's the rest of us, well, you ain't going nowhere. You stay in here with me. Some of you, we got 3 years left. Some of you, we got 2 years left. Some of you, next year, you'll be here in the front. But what I would say to you is that the book is not yet written on UVA. That the things that God wants to do at UVA, it is not yet finished, and that we have much to be done next year. And that we will go from glory to glory to glory. And that would be the story of UVA Chi Alpha. That would be our story tonight. That this would be the God that we would worship. He would be the God that is worth it. He would be the God that wants to write that story. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to close out our time in worship. Some of you have the band come on up. And what we're going to do is we're gonna sing at least two songs. I think I left you guys room for at least two songs. And what I want you to do is I want you to embrace that fact that Jesus is not yet done here, that you will follow him. And what we're going to do is we're going to worship with everything that we have, as this is our last Monday Night Live together. So I'm going to have you all stand. And what I'd like for you to do is I'd love for you to come on down, fill up the aisles, fill up the front here. Fourth years, make sure you get up here. You guys in the balcony, if you want to come down, you feel more than welcome. And we're just going to give it all we have. We're going to sing to the God that is worthy, for the God that wants to do great things among us, for the God that has done great things among us, and for the God that we will follow. Does that sound good to everybody? Hey, so why don't I pray for us real quick? God, we thank you that you're the God that is with us. We thank you that you're the God of glory, that you have been the King of glory in each one of our lives, that you have transformed us from glory to glory. And what we say tonight is that you are not yet done. That you are not yet done in our lives, that you are not yet done in our fellowship, that you are not yet done at UVA. And God, we are excited about what the future would be. We are excited about what you have done in us and through us. And God, we cry out for more tonight. Would you do more in our hearts, Jesus? And that we commit that we will follow you all the days of our life. And in the strong name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen.